I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said,
"By the power of podcast."
Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons.
I'm not a big fan of corn dogs either, though. They can fuck off.
I tried one once and I wasn't a big fan. I'm with you on this one, Kane.
I just don't like the sweetness with the with the meat.
I like cornbread with my barbecue. Did they do cornbread?
I didn't see it, but they could have done it. I didn't.
I'm with you still on that all day long.
So what is cornbread?
It's essentially sponge cake made with corn.
Yeah, I'm the same best.
Yellow. If you're American, Kane, I don't know if you know this one or not, it's yellow cake, right?
Yeah.
So what we call uranium, they just call yellow cake.
Really?
Yeah.
Same with biscuits as well. I'm not a fan of biscuits.
The American biscuit.
Scone.
Except for with breakfast gravy on.
No.
Oh, I love breakfast.
Fried
gravy.
Chicken, breakfast gravy on a biscuit is awesome.
Breakfast gravy is the dog's bollocks. It's lovely, that is.
Not for me, thank you.
Oh. I like the gravy, I like the chicken, but yeah, the biscuit can fuck off.
Well, everyone, you've just joined us. We're talking about food from the USA, and we're now going to go south, to South America.
We are.
Because this week's cartoon is The Mysterious Cities of Gold. My choice this week. It's a fave of mine. It's a big fave. It's what introduced me to delicious barbecue food. It's not. I don't think there's any barbecue food in it.
There's any food. Everyone looks starving to death.
It is the 16th century. You know, they're on great ships sailing west to conquer the new world. Who has seen Mysterious Cities of Gold before this podcast? I'm guessing it'll be apart from Kane.
I've never seen it.
What? Ridiculous. Well, look, we're talking barbecue food. And then American food. What's everybody's one American? It can be north, middle, south. What's everybody's one American dish they would choose if they could only have one?
What, for the rest of their life, or just one? As in,
you've
got a menu.
One dish forever. Yeah, you can have any other food, but out of all the American foods, you can only
have that one thing.
Good question.
It is a great question.
It's a tricky question
because it's hard to avoid burger and fries, right?
Yeah, true.
Well, that's it. Can you have like burgers and fries? It's not just the burger or
the
meal.
I would say burger and fries is such a classic combo that would class.
Fries aren't American anyway, are they?
But you could just have fries, Kane, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought fries weren't American.
Well, if you have freedom fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, stick American flag in it with golden.
USA. USA.
I'll go. I think I'm going to go specific as well. I'm going to go for fillet steak and poutine at the Canadian Steakhouse in Epcot at Walt Disney World.
Poutine's a great show, to be fair.
What the hell's
that's
Putin?
The Americas.
Yeah. What's Putin? Was he not the Russian Prime Minister?
Is it Putin? Yeah, it's like
Putin.
Putin. Thank you, Putin. Forgive me, Putin. Yes.
What's Putin?
Chips. Well, there's many different variations, but it's essentially chips with like a gravy and cheese on it. In a nutshell.
Okay.
It's very nice.
Chips, gravy, and cheese, James. But it's cheese curd, so it's kind of soft, and they melt in the gravy. It is delicious. Good poutine is great. Still nowhere in the UK does good poutine that I've ever found.
I've never seen anybody do it, full stop.
I've seen it like a couple of times, but it's always shit. And you can't even buy the right cheese curds over it, which is probably why, to be fair.
I'm going to go for, then, in that same sort of vein, I'm going to go for chili cheese fries with proper nacho cheese on, because as you boys know, I love my nacho cheese.
So you guys turned down ever having like fluffy pancakes?
Don't like them.
Crispy streaked bacon.
Don't like it.
Oh wow, it might change my mind.
I love bacon. Yeah, I love bacon,
burgers,
but the American bacon, don't like it.
Oh, breakfast food.
You turned down a lot of food there.
Yeah.
You turned down a lot of food for fries and gravy, which
well,
I do
where
like.
You go, where are you going then, Stu? Are you just doing the breakfast food in general?
Well, no, I think you'd have to choose a
you've
breakfast
food. Be specific.
Food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'd have to choose a breakfast food. I think if I were actually forced to do it, I probably would choose burger and fries.
Really?
Yeah, because just burgers are so good. There's so much range in a burger and fries.
It's not something I have often, after it sounds. You know, if I go to like a restaurant or something, I don't usually go for a burger option. I always go for a slab of meat option, ribs or steak or something like that. I'm not a restaurant
burger. I agree. I very rarely have a burger at a non-burger place.
Mm.
I agree with that. It's hard to do a good burger, like a good simple burger.
Yeah. Mm.
And like too many pubs or restaurants try and jazz it up too much.
They do overcomplicate them, don't they? Yeah.
Agreed.
Where do we stand on a burger then? Are we minimalistic on a good burger, or is it a case to throw
stand
as much
on the outside
so
you don't squash the middle?
Ooh, yeah, I want a big burger. I want everything on that burger. I want literally everything from the kitchen on that burger.
Really? See, I'm against that now.
Yeah. Shit.
I used to, but it's too much. I have to take it
apart. I'm quite happy with just a burger, cheese, and bacon.
No,
it's a lot on a burger. Everything. That's a lot on a burger.
I'm going. Burger, cheese, onion, no sauce.
No sauce?
Oh, definitely no sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have sauce on it. Just taste the sauce.
Now, are you putting sauce in the same category as relish?
Any wet stuff other than cheese is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm mustard. Mustard all over my burger.
You're a freak.
Now we're
I will say, the one bonus addition I will sometimes crave on a burger, which is good, on more of a British burger though than an American one, is a fried egg.
Hate it.
Yes,
I'm a runny fried egg.
Hate it.
Runny fried egg makes everything better.
Yeah. I hate runny eggs full anyway.
Oh no.
So what are you going for, Stu, for your
burger and fries?
What are yours, Kane?
I'm gonna go fried chicken.
Ooh.
Oh, good shout.
Because then I can go like Nashville hot chicken as well.
Oh, I want to change mine now.
KFC. Well,
I'm tempted, but I'm gonna say, I think fried chicken maybe as a get out.
Go on.
Because there's Asian fried chickens as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
True.
Which I don't think are copies of American, so I think you could sneak in some Korean fried chicken.
Okay. I will stick to, if I have to pick specific, I'll go Nashville hot chicken then.
Yeah.
If I have to be specific.
Yeah.
That's the one coated in hot sauce, right?
Yeah. It's done in like a dry rub first.
Yeah.
Then it's coated, then double coated, then
And is that the one you have in two slices of bread?
Yeah, like just shitty white bread.
Yeah, like proper store-bought, nice white bread.
Mm.
I like it.
We should do a podcast on food.
We should.
We're more so knowledgeable on food.
we know something about that.
Instead, let's talk about a cartoon with stone titties and shiny nipples.
Yeah.
Tits.
Big old titties.
I need a cartoon with tits in.
Yeah, that was shocking.
But I'm segueing away, aren't I? And once again, we've got caught up on food and we forgot Jamie's amazing
itinerary.
Quiz.
Yes.
How can we forget that our first quest, which is to get me back in the lead of Whose Line Was It Anyway?
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Was it?
Not
got the copyright of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Good point. So it's Kane's on three, Stu's on three, James is on two.
James.
Yeah. Same as before, shoot your load early, you are out. So, boys, are you ready?
Indeed, you do.
I said, you ready?
Is Mike always cut us out, aren't he? Yes, we all said, yeah.
Well, in this one, I haven't started yet, but in this one, one of the a character's name
Jamie,
gets
Jamie, wait, Jamie.
Go on.
I know the question here. The question should be, Jamie, are you ready?
I'm never ready in life in general. I just wing it. And then if I realize I'm going down a wrong path, I kind of try to step out of it. And I'm trying to step out of it now. In this quote, a character's name is mentioned that will give it away. So I'm going to substitute the character's name for stone titties.
Okay.
Okay.
Gargoyles. That's obviously a joke.
You're out. You're out still.
Shot stone his titties. Load. Okay. London. One of the nerve centres of world government, and in the midst of a complex web of streets and buildings, in the quiet corner of Mayfair, lives the greatest guardian of peace and justice in the civilised world.
Ooh,
a secret agent so secret that he even his code name has a code name. Yes, Danger Mouse. To the downtrodden, a hero, to the evil,
well done.
A ruthless enemy. Well done, buddy. You have got it on the dot.
Did you get that from the quote or from the context, Stu?
Context.
Yeah. Nice one.
Well done.
That little post box with Danger Mouse flying out the bottom.
London.
Stu takes the lead.
Mm, well done.
I was trying to, do you know what I almost went with? Or I was thinking, I didn't say it because I wasn't sure, was Basil the Mouse Detective.
Yeah, good film.
That was a film though, wasn't it, that one?
Well, that's what I wasn't sure. I'm guessing there perhaps was a cartoon.
Was it Basil the Mouse Detective? Or Basil the Great? Was it Great?
The Great.
Yeah, I think so. Well, what an excellent quiz that is. I love that quiz. Jamie, what are the scores now?
Yeah, you want to know now, don't you? So I'll go last place to start with. James is on two.
Yes, losers first.
James is on two, but it's the taking part that counts.
Exactly.
Kane is on three. It's a strong three. And
no, Stu, that's a good score, Kane, that is
in the lead with an almighty, strong, empowered score of four.
Ooh. Well done, buddy. And if this was the last week we're doing that quiz, that means I'm the ultimate winner.
Well, not necessarily, Stu.
Why?
Well, Kane could get a bonus point somewhere through the podcast. Oh, or that's true. 2 points.
Yeah, he almost certainly will.
Or I probably will get a bonus point.
Yeah, I suspect it's coming along in about the next 10 minutes.
Kane,
Kane, push you out of lead.
Kane, I'm going to give you a chance to get a bonus point here. What did Gold say when it ran into the periodic table?
Oh,
I'm out of the element.
I don't know. What?
AU.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Oh dear!
I was saying ow, but I couldn't get the AU. I was like ow.
Thanks for the segue there, Jamie. Into gold.
You're welcome.
Or mystery is a gold.
Nice.
So Kane hadn't seen it. Jamie somehow hadn't seen it. I don't know how you haven't seen this.
If I've seen it, I can't remember it.
Me and James have. Let's start with you then, Jamie, because you should. You're the right age for it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well,
what did you think?
I'm not going to restrain to my score. I'm just going to give you a build up this time. I know I kind of normally shoot in there, so I'm going to give you a brief timed introduction to my rationale behind the score. And we're going to start at 1:47 into the cartoon. I'm thinking, oh my days, the theme tune is still going. 2:50 into the cartoon, I'm thinking, oh my God, I've got 25 minutes left of this to watch. 3:59 in, I'm thinking, this is the hardest thing I've ever watched in my life. 5 minutes in, all we know at this point is somebody is very, very thirsty. 7 minutes in, Hodor appears. 8 minutes in, somebody is also thirsty as well. 11 minutes in, nobody's thirsty, but they're arguing on who to give the water to the other person to. And for me, this is the whole cartoon for me, is going, nothing seems to be happening. It is genuinely, in my eyes, the worst thing I have ever seen. I hated this with a passion. I didn't like the animation. I didn't like the voice acting. There was no story. Nothing seems to be happening. This gets a 2 from me.
Wow.
Is that your lowest so far, Jamie?
By far. The only thing that props it up for me, well, there's two things. I like the creativity of the, in the intro, in, as long as the theme is, I like the creativity of the actual real visuals in the introduction theme. I like that. I also quite like the weird.
Yeah, it's clever bit of artwork.
It's clever. It's very clever, yeah. And I also like at the end, the here's a bit of extra information about condors, which goes on for an extra 5 minutes. That's kind of bumped it up for me. But apart from that, I struggled with this. I really did. And I struggled from early on. Nipple holes and stuff. I mean, that was pretty fun. There was a few things in this which I quite like. And look, at one point, I wrote this quote down. Somebody gets to a mountain. Forgive me, I can't remember the names of the characters. Somebody gets to a mountain and says, "There's a bright star on that mountain." And the other character said, "It reminds me of something." And the other one said, "That's right. It looks like a star." And it's like nothing's happening. Oh, you do it. I struggle to get this. So I'm really interested to see what you guys score this. But yeah, this. I'm sorry, guys. This gets too.
I love the fact that nothing happened in this episode. Apart from they found the first mysterious city of gold and found a giant gold
flying machine.
fought off like a race of barbarians. But apart from that, nothing happened.
But I do get what you mean.
And I don't dislike the pace. Nobody's going to say it's fast pace. Yeah. I don't dislike the pace of it.
No.
So yeah, it's interesting, though, isn't it? Because the idea of nothing happening, I kind of agree. But if you think of other cartoons where I think the difference with this is that it's not, and I was going to talk about this a little bit later on, it's not as episodic as some, is it? It's more story-based over an entire season. Not like a little, it's not like Turtles, for example, which I love, where it's a little contained story that takes place over 20 minutes and there's like five elements of that story. The bit you're seeing now in like one episode is a really slow build-up that in the next one, as you saw with the little end bit, they lose the city, they get the bird, they work that out, some enemies come after and so on. It's a long, it's a big long story over it all.
Totally. Well, but the bit what we're saying there, for anybody who's not watched the cartoon, by the way, what episode is it for everyone else who's not watched it? What's it called, the episode?
It's series season one, because there was a series 2, 3, and 4, but we'll talk about that later on. So it's season one, episode 17, The Great Condor.
Got it. Because the bit where they find the, and forgive me, I'm using very generic terms here, but the bit where they find the big building, I made a note of that. That's 20 minutes in. The giant, fabulous golden bird is 22 minutes in. So there were a few things that happened. It's just there was a lot that didn't happen before it. And that's, and I was struggling through all that first 20 minutes to get to that part. I suppose that's where I'm going with this.
But no, I think it's a fair shout. Kane, let's go to James, actually. James, you do remember it.
I do remember it indeed. I remember watching this religiously. Bizarre story before I have to give my score in my review. So as we were talking about earlier, I was sent out for a meal today with some friends. And
was Joe, it your new Warhammer friend?
It was my new Warhammer friend and his wife.
We just call him New Jamie.
Yeah, new Jamie. New Kane.
I guess New Kane technically.
Because Kane's ditched us for Warhammer weekend in favour of spending time with his long lost love.
I didn't know she was lost, Kane.
Well, she's across the sea.
Kane's going to go on a quest.
Kane's mysterious quest. Go easy on the love word. Love word. But anyway, so my friend Dave and his wife Jo, and we're talking about the podcast, and she says, "Oh, you know what you should do?" I'm like, "What?" She says, "Mysterious Cities of Gold." I says, "Oh, strangely enough, that's what we're recording tonight." And then she says, "I don't know the episode it was, but in one episode they find the condor." And I'm like, no, that is exactly the episode that Stu has picked. So how bizarre is that?
Best thing to have to watch it.
No, again. It was, and honestly, she knows a lot about it. Now, for anyone, she watched it when she was a kid, same as us. She knew about the statue, she knew about the medallion, she absolutely everything. Literally reeled off exactly what happened in that episode. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And is her favourite episode of the entire series?
The statue with the boob holes, did she talk about that?
She did. Yeah, knew all about it. Didn't mention anything about people being thirsty in the desert, which I'm with you on that one. But yeah, knew the episode like inside and out. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So yeah, really, really strange sort of scenario that she picked the same cartoon Steve's picked tonight and the exact same episode. Freaky. Ooh. I know, Mysterious Cities of Gold indeed.
Mysterious.
I enjoyed it. I'm with you on, I know what Jamie means. At the start of it, it was a bit drawn out in the desert. And it didn't really advance the plot in a vast amount of way, but I seem to remember, and Stu, correct me if I'm wrong if you remember this one, Hodor, the big ginger South American guy, who's a giant, does come back into it later on. And the fact that they gave him the water plays into the plot quite a bit.
It does, yeah.
I think he saves them from another tribe. So it's setting
up
that. It
helps mine this a bit, doesn't it?
The fact that they're so thirsty proves... It does, but he does come back into the series. So... The fact that they're so thirsty that they still gave a stranger water or potentially enemy water sort of speaks to their character.
So there is a reason behind all that then?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. It all pays off in the end.
I'll interrupt really briefly, James, to say when I was thinking of ways to describe this, I kind of thought of it as a children's version of Lost. In terms of it's got an overarching story that runs from the first episode right to the end, certain stuff that you don't know why they're doing it, and it kind of pops in later on, and there's a whole lot of weirdness going on. So that's how I kind of thought of it in my mind.
Yeah. When they saw the statue with the titties, we were going to talk about the statue with the titties. one of the first people that comes up, his quote is, "In all my life, I've never seen such a big," and then he said sapphire. But I, in my head, I'm thinking a big set of titties is what he was going to say and what he was actually meaning. And the kids have no problem at all, like, taking the medallions out and then going, yeah, let's stick them in the nipple holes, make, give some nipple piercings. Very weird, very weird. And also, did you notice at the end, on the little, you know, where we got onto the sort of before the Condor documentary?
Yeah, coming up next week kind of thing.
Yeah, but also like the live action stuff that they're showing, the little videos.
Oh, yes. You know.
Did you see the top left one? Do you know what I'm going with, you, with this?
How would you be the person who noticed that?
Yeah, it's basically a woman being held down. She's not happy being held down. And I'm guessing she's either going to be sacrificed or something else horrific.
You're joking, really?
No, watch it. End of the cartoon. Look, top left corner. She's literally being held down on a stone table, fighting for her life. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is a kid's cartoon. It's the first thing you see.
Were you looking out for this, James, or did you just...
No, 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 because it's...
Stumbled across
it. It's always like when you read a page, you know, you look at the top left and work your way across.
Jamie, it'd be a weird thing to look out for in a cartoon.
Yeah. Your favourite bit's coming up.
I didn't know if you'd like read... You know, if you read something beforehand, say, no, check this episode out for this reason. Okay.
I thought you meant... Every episode, every James cartoon like, James watches is waiting for a
James,
woman to
I think James, James thinks of something new, something new to look out for each cartoon.
Yeah,
this cartoon, I'm going to look out for any moments of women being held down.
It is absolutely horrific. So, yeah, but I mean, generally, yeah, really, really, really enjoyed the cartoon. It was absolutely brilliant. It was a good episode, but again, as I said before with the scores, it's very hard because... I remember the original, remember it first time around, so I know
the
payoffs of these stories, and I know what's going to happen. I know how big, bigger deal the Condor is.
Yeah.
You know, them sort of finding that Condor and finding that first city. Again, it's a massive, massive deal because the Condor is brilliant. The animation hasn't stood up particularly well compared to some of the cartoons we've watched, I don't think. What year was this, Stu?
83, I think.
Mm. Okay, so it is early. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a 6 on this one.
That's a pretty low score from you.
Yeah, the episode itself, until the last few bits of it, wasn't a great episode. Like I say, the payoff was good, but again, it's only a low score because that specific episode wasn't great. If you're taking the whole series, you know, the series as a whole, it'll be a much higher score. But for that specific episode, I'm going down a little bit.
For this one, James, I mean, I know we haven't spoke to Stu and Kane yet, but you've seen it previously. Are we saying with this one then that the scores for the individual episodes are probably going to be lower than the score that you'd give for the whole series?
Definitely, definitely. Right. If you take each, Stu's picked a good episode, a very good episode. And I know I've only scored it a 6, but that's because if you just take it on face value of what it is, it wasn't brilliant. Mm. Put the whole thing together.
If you took like a 20-minute section from a good film, you could pick a 20 minutes where not that much happens in the scheme of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the whole series, it would be there as an 8 or a 9, definitely, because it's a phenomenal series. And I don't think you could pick a better episode than what Stu picked. It's the sum of its parts almost is better.
Mm. Okay.
Kane! What are you saying?
I thought it was a pile of shite.
I knew that would come. I knew it was coming.
Yeah. There's not much, like, nearly all my notes are exactly the same as Jamie. Hated the animation, found it boring. I think I was expecting it to be more action, and there was just minimal action in there. Bad acting throughout.
Interesting enough with this one, the voices are children.
I can fucking tell.
Are they really?
Yeah, played by children.
Okay.
With the right age for the characters.
I did think it was a great intro, good music, introduction, and I thought it was good music throughout as well.
Guess who the music's by?
Is it?
Saban.
Toto.
Saban and Levy.
Is it really?
Yeah, of course it is.
I did think the music throughout was great as well, not just the introduction. It was good. But yeah, I found it boring. I just wanted something. I kept expecting something big to happen. Then when it showed you what's happening next week, I was like, well, fucking hell, why didn't we get all them explosions and stuff happening? Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that there's this thing where do we think it's a good thing or a bad thing when you have to wait for a payoff?
Mm.
Like, do we think, do you know what I mean? Like, is the payoff better because you've been forced to wait longer for that thing to happen?
Yeah.
rather than just throw something happening in all the time. It's an interesting.
Yeah, I definitely for something I'm watching on Netflix, a series or even a film, I like a big payoff. And it, I think in wrestling they say it as well, like, don't give the fans what they want, give them, like, because everyone wants a payoff straight away, but you've just got to keep it going. But I think what I want from a cartoon, I want something in 20 minutes what I feel like I'm getting a whole story in 20 minutes. What's enjoyable.
I get that.
That's really interesting, because I guess then, so this is a French cartoon, so it's French scripted and written. It is animated in Japan, but it's a French cartoon in terms of the story, the writing, etc. But I wonder if in general that's kind of why YouTube maybe don't like as much anime.
So we don't like the French?
Because anime in general, there's episodes where nothing much happens.
Punch 2,
yes.
But there's a huge build-up in their 200-episode season.
There's a lot of exposition episodes, isn't there, where you know, you're just getting through stuff.
I think you're onto something with that, in all fairness. I ain't got the time for that shit. I'm with Kane. I want to watch one episode and enjoy them and move away thinking I'm happy that I've seen a mini story there.
I suppose it'd be different if we're watching some kind of adult cartoon, or some kind of adult cartoon. We know, like, what's it called? Is it Invincible's the thing on
Invincible,
Amazon Prime? Yeah, like, where I feel like I can invest into it, but when I'm watching a kid's cartoon, I don't want to invest so much emotion into it.
And also, you know you're only going to watch one episode of this as well.
That's a good point.
That's the other thing. We know we're only watching one episode, so you are sort of limited on that.
Kane, can
I'll
ask
be,
you...
I'll be honest, sorry. When it, like, as soon as I saw the animation, that started it off on a bad foot.
I was just about to say, Kane, how long into it before you thought, oh, God, was it quite soon into it?
Yeah, literally 2 minutes. Like the opening scene, I kind of wanted to like it and be, so I could say today, well, like, I actually really enjoyed it, because I think there was an expectation that me and you would hate this, Jamie.
Yeah, but agreed.
We did.
It's as I say, it's written in France, produced in France, etc., etc., but the animation studio in Japan that did it was one of the early ones for a guy called Hayao Miyazaki, which means nothing to anybody, but he's Studio Ghibli. He did all the big Japanese movies that have been taken off recently.
Right, okay.
But yeah, it's in his stuff looks like that. Have you seen Spirited Away or Princess Mononoke or any of those?
No.
I'm guessing not. My Neighbor Totoro. They're I think it was the first Japanese anime to win an Oscar. They're really like critically acclaimed, and they're very similar, that like art style. That I don't know. I don't class that as anime, but I guess it is. My review, I've kind of already talked about it.
One second. Score from Kane. We haven't got a score.
Oh, he gave it, didn't he?
Did I not say 3 out of 10?
Oh, did you? Oh, forgive me. I might have not, but
3 out of 10.
Got it. Okay.
I'm going to start off with my score, because my score isn't a huge one. It's probably a 7 out of 10 for me.
Oh, okay.
Because I really loved it as a kid. And I think if I compare it entertainment-wise per episode, I'd score it low. But I think as a memory of watching from the whole story, it's like reading a really good long book. It just builds up and builds up, and there's a payout at the end. I just have really fond memories of it, and I really like, for me, I prefer storytelling over a season rather than storytelling per episode. Mm. Like with all my TV and stuff, I generally prefer a long, slow payoff. And I don't mind if not much happens either, to be honest. Kind of find it therapeutic. Doesn't have to be action all the time. Sometimes it can be somebody sitting in the desert chatting about water for 10 minutes.
You're wrong.
And it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm thirsty.
There's nothing wrong with taking that moment out of your day to just wait and listen.
I just think it was quite sweet sharing the water. Like, it was a nice little part in the story.
Yeah, 11 minutes in, if anyone wants to jump to that.
Can't change your mind now. I will say as well, I think we keep going on to it, but I thought for the early 80s that the animation was pretty good for this. Seemed like they spent quite a lot of money on it.
One of the two people with him, his face looked really weird, and I couldn't pinpoint what it was about it, and I couldn't get away from one.
Which
of
his, person?
One
of,
it was the beard.
With the weird eyes and like weird. Yeah, he had like a crazy beard as well. Like
he looked like a monkey from. Monkey Magic.
It's funny you say that, James.
I've wrote that down, James. Kim, what were you going to say?
Are you on about Mendoza, the main guy, or who are you on about?
No, he's the tall, the thin lackey.
Yeah, thin one. Yeah.
Oh, the lackey, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Interestingly enough, that's a bit of a trope, isn't it, that we've not really talked about. They're the C-3PO and R2-D2, aren't they, of it?
Mm.
What's wrong with the dude who can't talk properly?
He's a wrong one.
What's his... what's his need?
I don't know that's touched on.
I don't think it is.
There's one episode when they talk about his autism or something like that.
His disability.
But yeah, it's amazing.
It's kind of like a crazy thing to have put like a speech impediment with him and not touch up on it.
I guess. Yeah, there's loads of... What did you think about the parrots? He's not in it very much.
He was a fat parrot, wasn't he?
It's like the rule of having to have some kind of talking animal.
Yeah. I think that, is that the parrot that had to fly over the sulfur clouds? Because he couldn't go through it.
It looked like he had like two breasts.
Little green parrot.
Oh, it did. He looked a couple of tits on him. I know the one. Yeah. Tip parrot.
Yeah, he could talk.
I also like the fact that it's
done.
So the Mendoza, the Spanish guy, with the blue cloak. I also like the fact that you're not really ever sure if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Yeah, he's got his own agenda.
The whole series, it's like sometimes he's helping the kids, but also he's taking these three kids around because they're the ones who can unlock the cities. And he's not really like, I must get you kids home to your families. He's like, come on, children, we've got to find the next city. And
so is he good or bad in the end?
Quite sure.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to watch this, too, so you're not
spoiling it. He's probably a good bad guy, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks that meet up.
He doesn't go out of his way to hurt the children or anything, but he's very obsessed with getting the gold and finding Mysterious's gold and the secrets. If you're not going to watch them all, Jamie, I will say that later on they find a nuclear weapon. Or a nuclear generator, I should say, that starts going to meltdown. Is going to destroy a huge amount of South America.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but it's because there's this ancient race called the Olmecs, who were the ones who invented all the technology in this mysterious city's gold and had solar energy and laser beams and all this kind of stuff. But they died off when, I think, a fusion reactor went off and Atlantis got sunk, and there's a whole mythology around it. But yeah, the end of the season is essentially them... find a city of gold and there's a nuclear meltdown and they just managed to stop it before the whole planet's destroyed.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have saw that coming.
Exactly,
yeah. Interesting. But they do spend... Well, you might have done, because they spend half the series looking for this ancient power source that's got untold power and runs all the machinery. But I think talking about payoff and building up to things, we're halfway through the show. And I've got a cartoon-themed Would You Rather this week.
Ooh, go on.
Cartoon-themed, boys. I've gone all out. I've sat for hours.
Really?
Days thinking of a cartoon-themed Would You Rather. Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Go on.
Would you rather be trapped in a mysterious city of gold for 5 years? So everyone assumes you're dead, but you're okay, but you're trapped, and then you get out after 5 years. Or... would you rather be in jail for 10 years for looting ancient cultural sites of their gold? Ooh. No early getting out. People can visit you, but you're behind bars in a cell for 10 years.
So question. Kane was in there first. I'm going to let him kind of lead the way here.
Yeah. We're talking over each other quite a lot, so...
And you know what? I've been thinking about this. You know, I think two people is the optimum podcast. So I think if a couple of us split off and do his own podcast, I think there's less chance of us talking over each other. Then I think four's.
What
quite
if we just had one person?
Just that'll.
If we did four podcasts, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Or how about we each talk for 15 minutes at different points of the show,
and then have a little bell in between? No, so when we need to switch over.
Timer. Why did he need the bell?
Just because it's thematic.
Jamie can't tell the time, Kane.
I look outside, and if it's light or dark, that's why I go on for the clock.
You know what? Jeez, looking outside, I reckon it's about episodes. 8:45 GMT, I reckon.
This is the payoff what Stu was talking about
later on. 19 episodes ago.
Yeah, wait for a second season for this.
When I say notes, I've actually got every episode is in, it's color coded so I can refer back to it to kind of tie stuff in if we needed. It's the anime way of doing a podcast.
I like it.
I've
got a nosebleed now.
The City of Gold. Yeah. Like, can you like explain it to me? Like, what's it like? What's the negatives?
Pretty much a deserted city made of gold.
No one else around.
No one else around, just you. There's a water source and some plants growing that you can eat to survive, and there's the odd kind of goat and rabbit hopping about, but you're trapped in there for 5 years.
Right. Any form of entertainment to do?
The aforementioned rabbits and vegetables.
Any books? Is there a library? Is there a PlayStation?
No, all the paperwork's gone at this point. There's just a gold city.
Hey, James. Have you ever tasted pure gold?
No.
I have, and it's actually quite crunchy. Probably because it's made of 24 carats.
So any other questions, Kane?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
So prison 10 years, or... I'm going to prison 10 years. I'm not even asking any questions.
What kind of prison is it? Is it going to be can you choose your prison?
No.
By the time I'm finished, Kane, it will be my prison.
It's a classic. It's a classic TV prison. You're in a jail cell on your own. You're in a jail cell on your own for 18 hours a day.
On your own?
Yeah, you get your own cell.
What's a posh prison you in? I'm liking that.
And then,
no bunk beds in here, James.
Hour for exercise, hour for lunch, a couple hours doing some work, back in your cell.
Yeah, I take prison 10 years all day long.
And when you leave prison, does that stay on your criminal record?
Good question, no.
I think I'm prison as well, then.
I wouldn't mind if it did. Because basically it proves you're Indiana Jones. What are you in prison for? Oh, Indiana Jones. You know, I was a Tomb Raider. Like, what? Yeah,
you're telling that as you're being bummed.
Yeah.
But if you're in prison for 10 years, it's going to be hard to get a job elsewhere.
Extremely.
Yeah, but what about all the stuff you stole from tombs?
You're in jail means you've not got it anymore.
Yeah. Nah, stash some away though.
No, so assuming, you could say you walk out of the City of Gold with all the gold on your shoulders, right, after 5 years?
You can't carry that much gold. Could you go back?
You can't carry an entire city of gold on your shoulders.
No, could you go back to the city? Could you, like, go back every other month and scrape a bit more off?
You can't. As you well know, James, most of the mysterious cities of gold weren't actually gold.
This
it's just
true.
The way the sun shined on them all.
It was a crock
blatant
of
advertising.
yeah,
advertising myth.
Is the golden condor in there? Can I fly away on the condor and take something with me?
What I will say is that you're trapped in there 5 years, and as I say, everyone assumes you're dead, so nobody knows you're alive.
Yeah.
Or they all know you're in jail for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm going for jail.
It's going to be hard to live, isn't it? For five years.
I'll give you the thing here, Jamie.
I think 10
as well.
Years in jail would fuck you up.
The other problem you've got is we're watching. I can't remember its name. Name called now. Bloody hell. Anyway, a program where people disappear for 5 years and come back, and half of them, their other halves, have got married, settled down with someone else. Like, someone's got kids with someone else. So
like
you come back. Bear would be grown up. Joe would be remarried.
Nah.
And then what happens? Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
In my house, hopefully.
No, Neil's in the house wearing your slippers and smoking your pipe, my friend.
He's got 5 minutes before he... I've been living on my own for all that time or been in prison. Either way, he's going to feel the wrath of savage Jamie.
It's not his fault.
I don't give a shit.
You could take some gold with you from the mysterious City of Gold. So you'd probably be able to sell that. And
there's no gold there, Kane, there. There's no gold there. It's just like the actual mysterious cities of gold.
Oh, right. So you just...
No gold at all?
No.
So it's just the fucking sun shining on it?
It's just a name.
Yeah.
So, Angerbow. Well, so in the cartoon, there is no gold.
There is the golden condor, but they find that because they've got the magic necklaces, don't they? So you wouldn't really get any joy out of it.
But the city is some pillock seeing it on a sunny day.
No, it's
reflective minerals, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like, what's the nickname for New York? The city that never sleeps. It doesn't mean nobody actually ever sleeps there, does it?
There's a place right here called Golden Valley.
Different. Yeah, but it's the same.
It's known as the City of Gold because it looks gold when the sun sets.
Yeah, but every idiot in this thinks it's made of gold from what I saw.
Well, that's because it's hundreds of years later, isn't it? Thousands of years
Nobody
later.
Actually goes to New York thinking, I'm going for a week and I can't sleep for a week.
I bet you somebody does.
What a crock of shit then. So if it's just a sunny day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice thing.
I'm lowering my score based on that, if there's no actual City of Gold.
No, there is an actual City of Gold at the end.
So there is a City of Gold?
Yes, but it gets melted down by the nuclear energy.
Okay.
It becomes radioactive.
I think it's going to be extremely hard to live for 5 years with just plants. And I know you can hunt stuff, but... have we got tools before we go in this? So what?
Yeah, you're guaranteed survival, so you're not going to mysteriously die just the same as you're not going to get murdered to death in prison. We're assuming that you are trapped.
How are they guaranteeing that's doing what in what way? So I'm going to have somebody there catching the animals for me and preparing them, or
you lazy bastard?
Guaranteed. So you said Stu said it's guaranteed, right? So if someone gives me a knife, there's no guarantee I'm still going to catch it.
The rabbits are tame; they just come up and sit on your lap, and you kill them from there.
You just have to snap the neck.
Yeah,
yeah,
but. Okay,
Jamie reckons he's got a fucking Ainsley Harriet with him.
Why don't guarantee me a City of Gold?
He's
going to
run me mean for me.
Why do you not want any guarantees for being in jail?
Then, Jamie.
Yeah.
Jamie, what noise did you make then after Ainsley Harriet?
I went,
all right.
Did he? Yeah, it sounded a bit suspicious, that did.
It was suspicious. You can believe it. He's a sexual cat, Ainsley Harriet. Tell you what, he's got something about him.
We messaged him yet to tell him that.
No. Twitter will be blowing up tonight with Ainsley Harriet tweets.
To be fair, Ainsley Harriet would be a great person to spend on like a desert island or a mysterious
city of gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Because it'd have good chat, be able to cook your stuff up.
It's funny.
A bit of banter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can hold a conversation. Great. Great chat show host.
Do you not think he'd get a bit depressed the fact he's trapped in a city and maybe go a bit like the Joker from Joker movies?
Ainsley Harriet could never get depressed.
No, he's always happy.
It's not possible for that man to be
depressed. I would love to see Ainsley Harriet play the Joker in the next Batman.
That would be quite good, wouldn't it? I can imagine it a bit too easily.
Yeah.
I reckon he could do it, you know.
I reckon we could Photoshop, well, Stu could Photoshop a Joker Ainsley Harriet film. We send it over Twitter to him.
I think so. Trid, I'm going to tweet him tonight.
Poor guy. Which do you reckon would fuck up your life more? Being disappeared for 5 years or being in jail for 10 years?
Disappeared on your own. On your own for 5 years.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I think so.
At least prison, there's going to be loads of people around. You're still working as well. You can get a gym workout in. You can read books. You can eat around with people. You can
play on the PlayStation, watch Sky.
10 years, you can't see your family properly outside of a between two.
In all fairness, I don't see him now.
You are really busy, to be fair, Jay.
He's ridiculously busy.
So busy.
Yeah.
So what have we got? So Kane, you're going prison, yeah?
Prison, yeah.
James, I'm interested to see if it's different when you've got kids.
Prison all day long.
Really? So you're going to miss out 10 years of your kid's life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest.
So I've not seen a downside at this stage.
So I think
prison is way nicer than it actually is in reality.
It really
you guys
is.
Do anyway.
We're fine. We'll be fine.
I don't want to be anywhere near a prison.
You're pretty though, Stu. You'll get some.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to be anywhere near a prison. Right?
They'll like you. They'll pass you around like money.
Yeah.
Do you know, I just think you'd go absolutely mental on your own for 5 years with nothing around?
If I had something to do, I'd be all right.
Yeah, but there's nothing.
I'd take a library or something.
You've got a rabbit and a goat.
No, I'm okay with being on my own for 5 years.
You'd probably start with a rabbit and end up with the goat.
I think I'd go less mental in a mysterious city on my own for 5 years than I would in a jail cell for 10 years.
Not talking to anyone for 5 years.
Talk to the rabbit.
Yeah.
There's people who do longer than that in prison, Stu, and come out perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And there's people who do less and come out perfectly not fine, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I know, but they're weak.
Have you ever known someone come out of 5 years in a mysterious hit of gold and come out fine?
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Ooh.
I'm going for the City of Gold for 5 years anyway. Jamie, what are you going for? If I miss out on 5 years of everybody's lives, that's gutting, right? But then by the time I come out, Curry's still at school. So that's not too bad. 10 years, you've lost not been able to go to any of the events or do anything.
Yeah, but don't forget, they thought you were dead for 5 years. This is the big thing you're missing out on. Everyone's moved on with their life.
Think of the party when you come back. Guess who's back?
Well, they won't
party
care.
Time.
They'll be disappointed.
And the trauma. When your wife's got a new husband,
that's it. How's their life been affected thinking you've been dead for 5 years? How's that going to affect them?
When Deuce married Hainsley Harriet and you walked through the door.
Yeah.
Corey might end up as a goth.
What, because Ainsley Harris is his dad?
Yeah, and he thinks Stu's dead. You know, Stu's a big influence in his life. He thinks he's dead. He turns into a goth. He gets his lip pierced. Anything could happen, mate.
It's the first thing I think about when I think about Ainsley Harris. You know, if he raised my kids, I want my kids going to be a goth.
Yeah.
I thought you thought anything, your kid was going to be a goth, Jamie.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 40k baby. Thing is, it is. It's hard. I mean, the 5 and 10 years is, I know it's double it, but it's actually not as much as, if it was a bit longer, the prison sentence, I think it meant my decision a bit easier. But the fact it's relatively close.
Fucking hell.
I'm struggling with this. I think I'm going to go on the prison sentence. I think it'd be too much. Putting the pain on your family of thinking of them thinking that you've died. So I think at least they can see you in prison. I'm going to prison.
I think being in prison is a fucker because they know you're there and they can't, like, everything they do, you're like this.
Yeah, but your
at least they know where you are.
They've mourned
you.
I think
that's worse. You're like this thing just looking over them that can't be at that event and can't do that and they can't move on with their lives because you're just coming out at some point.
My family's like moved on from you. Yeah.
Like, what are they doing right now? I'm stuck in this fucking prison cell.
Yeah, but while you're in Mysterious City of Gold, you'll be thinking, they think I'm dead. Yeah. My wife's moved on.
Yeah, that's good though, right?
Oh,
no.
No.
Yeah, that's
you know
good
you're
thing.
Coming out of that.
No, that's a good thing for them to move on.
Just out of curiosity, Stu, in this situation, your time is up. You after those 5 years, you go back home and you shacked up with somebody else. What's your thought process? What are your actions then at that point?
I mean, obviously, get everything sorted out. You know, get somewhere to live. Get everything sorted out, and then just wait. I guess a couple of months until Ju realizes she's made a horrible mistake and comes back.
Is that what you do?
What if she hasn't made a horrible mistake?
Well, she would have done, obviously.
Well, obviously. I mean, we're talking real world, definitely, but hypothetically,
yeah.
What if she is real in love with this person as well? Loves you both. Would you go to a thruple? Would you join up?
Depends how pretty they are, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm not counting it out until I've met this mysterious person. Exactly. I think you'd have Sainsley to...
Arrow,
I think
remember, you'd have
to, I think as well, you'd have to call dibs, wouldn't you? Because at this point, I've been with you for longer than 5 years. And he's definitely got less than 5 years, hopefully.
Yeah, but he said there's five. He said there's vulnerable five years where she's had trauma. Yeah, she's had the trauma, and he's coaxed her back round again. He's got her back going outside, and you know, he's
the party time love him, right? The party time love him.
Yeah,
he's not left you to go play Warhammer for a weekend.
Yeah,
he's had 5 years of impressing her.
He's had his meat rubbed good and proper.
That's a good point.
I'm comfortable.
What if he's repainted your models? Look at these models. I'll have a paint crack at paint over these.
That's what you guys are for. You guys are stopping that happening.
It's dipped him in magnolia paint. That's all he's done.
imagine if you get out and you guys are all having one more weekend with somebody else.
Yeah. David.
With Ainsley.
I'd love to have a game of Warhammer with Ainsley. I think it'd be amazing.
Think it'd be good.
I think it'd be brilliant. I think it'd be better knowing that he doesn't have a clue what's happening, but him still trying to work it out.
Who'd be better at Warhammer, Bez or Ainsley Harriet?
Ainsley's got this one.
So, right, so Ainsley Harriet and Warhammer, right? We don't know he doesn't play Warhammer.
Yeah, we do. We do. Let's.
We don't. But this is what I'm getting to, right? So you know famous people.
Yep.
I do know him.
We know What's-His-Face plays 40K and likes it.
Henry Cavill.
Cavill or Cavill?
Cavill, the name
Superman.
Fine.
Yeah,
The Witcher.
The Witcher.
Do other famous people have hobbies? They must have, right?
Yes. There's a massive D&D ring at the moment.
Is there?
There's a big A-list D&D ring that they
is there really?
Around. And,
What's the chick from Modern Family called?
Which one?
The
I feel left out. Which one?
The Spanish. Gloria. Yeah, Gloria. What's her name?
Spanish. Oh, my God.
I can't think of her name. Her husband plays D&D.
Yeah, really good-looking chap as well.
I like him. Oh, what's his name? Lou Mangalola or something?
Is it Joe Jamie? The Big Show, Paul White.
Really?
Yes, I've seen that, actually, yeah.
Seth Green does. He's massive into his D&D and his tabletop games. Will Wheaton, he's got his own channel.
Wheaton!
Who's the girl as well who's on his channel?
Felicity Day.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, there's quite a big geek contingent.
There is, but I put my mortgage on the fact Ainsley Arriet doesn't play Warhammer 40k.
Rihanna plays World of Warcraft.
Does she?
Yeah.
Or do you think she just says that?
Nah, that's a good point. I haven't tested her on it, I must admit.
Michael Barrymore famously plays Pogs.
Does he?
He loves a bit. He plays Pogs. He loves a slammer.
Oh dear me!
Yeah, I love how you can tell when Jimmy makes certain jokes up.
That's not joking. Honestly, he does.
I thought he had a team of writers.
Team of writers? What, to play Pogs?
Yeah, well, you to make these jokes.
Whoosh. Think about. I've got another one for you.
They used to write speeches for Donald Trump.
Yeah, did Jamie?
No, he's writers.
Pog writers.
Hey. When I was digging for gold the other day,
is this a true story?
Yeah. Okay. I banged my knee on a rock. Fortunately, it was only a minor injury.
I don't get that one.
He's saying because it was only a small injury, he could carry on mining.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it was fortunate.
That's one of my writers, though. That's why it wasn't so good.
Sack that one, Jamie. Sack it.
I've heard there's one member of our podcast who quite fancies a miner.
Oh, dear.
Say what?
Uh-oh.
49er.
Oh, minor 49er?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like originally when you said that. I thought it was going in a different direction with that, Stu. So I'm glad you pulled that back.
It's all right. I'll leave that up to your imagination.
But please don't.
It's almost the end of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's flown by today.
Oh my days! How long have we been going for?
Because we've not yet done the fabulous feature of where we do read out a review of the cartoon we've been covering.
Hey, if we had a script, if we had a writer to do as a script, we'd be golden. But we ain't got a script, and we sometimes fall down because of that.
I'm gutted. To be honest, gutted. I couldn't find any bad reviews for this, because people love it so much.
Really?
Yeah. It's got, out of 404 reviews on Amazon, they're all 5-star, apart from ones where it says, my DVD arrived broken. which, by the way, people of Amazon, right? People of the world who use Amazon, you don't give something 1-star because it arrived by the delivery man creased or faulty. That's not how it works.
Is that right, then? So the only low scores on this?
No, it's not. You're not rating Amazon's delivery service. You're rating the item.
The item came and it was shit. It was broken.
But you sent it back and got it back and you're annoyed at Amazon, but the item is a what rating?
But one of the criterias is delivery, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I'm sure you...
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Is it not? Is it definitely not?
I'm just thinking about food.
But Amazon packaged that item up. If they haven't packaged it sufficiently, then it's down with them.
I agree. So rate Amazon poorly on your Amazon rating.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Rate the item poorly on the item rating.
Yeah.
But I suppose... I know what you're saying, but how many people are going to... Like, if people are just buying off Amazon, they're just going to think they're buying from this marketplace of, and they want to give them a bad rating. If something comes shit, you're going to give them a bad rating.
Mm.
Even if it comes broken. Do you remember, Jamie, when you bought the Scooby-Doo DVDs when you were at uni?
I do, yeah. Yeah. It was
How much that cost you?
I got a joy. It's a long time ago,
well,
isn't it?
Didn't you have to buy a new DVD player as well?
No. So, but you're not far off. So, as I remember it, it was America. It was the region was set as America, so you had to kind of input a code into the DVD player to change the region of it, so you could watch it.
Yeah. I remember that.
As I remember. Hey, talking of buying stuff, you know when I sent you guys a message the other day about that free watch that was.
Yeah.
Well. It arrived today.
Oh yeah, what's it like?
Absolutely terrible, James.
I'm not surprised. There's no shock in my voice. Go on.
There's two things that are terrible about it. Number one, the look of it. You know, if you went to Bridlington and you went to a very cheap arcade and you was playing on the 2P machines, mm-hmm. and there was a prize that could drop out of it, and one was a watch. That's the quality of the watch that was delivered. The final thing is, it was smashed in a billion pieces as it arrived. So it was broke and terrible.
So what will happen?
Is how much was it, Jamie?
Yeah, that's it. Explain the story, Jamie. How much?
The story is, it was there was a tweet that was sent, and it basically said it's free, and it was free. You had to pay the shipping, which was £15, and I think it equated for $19 in the end.
I'm not entirely sure that's free.
No. Well, yeah, I know, but I thought, well, I'll take a punt. Even if it's a decent watch, I'm taking a punt on it, see what it is like. Anyway, I've messaged him. I thought I'll email him because I'm going to have to call my bank in the end to get this sorted out. I emailed him. Within an hour, they replied and says, we're going to sort out the refund for you straight away. Yeah, which really surprised me.
I honestly thought you were going to say they're going to send me a free watch. I'm just going to pay for shipping.
And Jamie goes, it's a good deal.
He's done it. Yeah, I'll pay for the shipping. No problem.
Yeah. So it was terrible, but they apparently rectifying it. So yeah. So if you haven't bought that watch, you've done well because it is flipping awful. It's horrendous.
Wait and see next week if Jamie gets his refund.
Yeah. Mm. We do refund watch. See how long it takes to come in if it ever does come in.
Exactly right. Yeah, I'm not confident yet. Anyway, Stu, over to your review.
So the review from Amazon of Mysterious City of Gold. Are you ready for this one? Mm. It's by Mr. Baton.
Master.
Mr. Baton.
Okay.
Who reviewed this on February the 5th, 2020, and he says, "Image not clear." Some of the DVD fit tags shaky. Hmm. 1 star.
Hmm. Some of the DVD fit tags shaky.
Hmm.
Wait,
eloquent. Eloquent. I mean, that man knows how to write a review.
Yep. The review I nearly read that was the one above that is also a 1 star review. And it says, bought as a present. This was a gift for Christmas. 1 star.
Okay.
What?
So they didn't even watch it themselves.
I mean, read into that whatever you like, I guess.
Yeah, so they bought it for someone for Christmas and then rated it 1 star. Interesting. Mm.
Scumbag that, isn't it? Who buys a present for somebody else.
Dick move.
I think watches it. That's a person who doesn't know if 1 or 5 is good.
Okay.
What's my other thought?
Oh, okay. So they were special.
Maybe.
What type of rating do you start where 1 star is better than 5 star?
Good question. Good question.
It's interesting. Is it maybe a misunderstanding of, 1 out of 5 being number one?
First,
so you're ranking it. Ranked it 1 out of 5 instead of rating.
But
it one
still,
out of
you've
five.
Got to be a bit. And I'm kind of editing myself as we're talking. But you've got to be a bit special to think that on a ranking system of 1 to 5 stars to think that 1 is better than 5.
What's the name, Stu?
You say that. Say that, Jamie. I spend most of my working day building questionnaires for people,
mm-hmm.
and where it's a 1 to 5 ranking, we always have to specify 1 being the lowest. 5 being the highest.
But it's not stars, is it? So my thing with stars is that it's very visual. That if you kind of got 5 stars, is clearly more visual than 1 star.
Would you actually prefer, Jamie, if somebody was awarding you something, would you prefer 5 actual stars or 1 actual star?
What do you mean prefer? As in what the aesthetics of what it looks like?
Hand to you? Yeah, 5 actual stars or 1 star. Yeah.
Well, I suppose if I'm building some kind of feedback mechanism into something, I'd always go 5 star being better. So 5 star, I'd say.
I mean, I think either way you'd be dead, right?
Because it's a star.
Because 5 stars would destroy anything, wouldn't it?
Depends on the star.
But equally, if somebody gave you 1 star, I don't think there are any stars that you could survive being given.
Starfish.
Stardust.
Chocolate. Yeah,
neither of those would be stars, though, would they?
Stardust. She's a star in Stardust. She just falls to Earth and becomes a human. Stardust is a great film.
Yeah. The Netflix, Disney is that film. The Disney film, Stardust, or the...
I think it is Disney.
The recent
Disney,
one.
It's the one, it's not super recent, it's got Robert De Niro in there as the pirate.
Oh no, I'm thinking of something different, but that is
a fairy tale one, isn't it?
You're thinking of Frozen, Jamie.
No, I'm thinking of Tarzan.
Stardust has got literally the biggest all-star cast of all time. Literally everyone's in it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Which Stardust are you talking about? Oh, Stardust is a pirate, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a thing, yes. He plays Daredevil.
Catwoman, what's face?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Thank you, yes.
Daredevil's in it. He's the main character, main man.
Titanic Lady.
Titanic Lady? She in it?
Is it her?
No, it's Claire. It's Claire Danes, I think.
Is she not Titanic?
No, that's...
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Good You've point. Got Sienna Miller's in there. Henry Cavill's in there.
What year is this, James?
Don't know, but he's on IMDb, isn't he?
Don't know. No.
Come on, James. That's on the same page whether you're looking at those people who's got the year on it.
So this Ricky Gervais is in it. Ian McClellan.
He is.
It's a great film. We watched it a little while. Peter O'Toole. Very pleasantly surprised.
We watch it quite a lot.
And the guy
from Lockstock's in there as well.
Vinnie Jones?
No.
Vinnie Jones is going to be in a film soon, isn't he? I was really surprised.
Rupert Everett's in there.
What film's Vinnie Jones going to be in? Somebody tell me. Come on.
The Juggernaut 2.
No, he's filming something that's bitch. Made some
Mean
film.
Machine.
Juggernaut 2. Snatch 3.
I was thinking of the Disney film was one called The Star Girl, the covers of some Beach Boy songs in there, Be True to Your Skulls covered in there, which is very good by, I've just checked, Grace Vanderwall. So that's what I was thinking of, Star Girl. What you're saying is, this is the one that's like 12 years old, right? It's quite old. Years since I saw that.
It's a good film.
Say Stargirl's on Disney?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong Stargirl.
You're thinking Disney, that's a Marvel DC, thing. DC, sorry. Yeah. That's not bad, actually. I watched that. It's not bad.
It's not James, have you watched any Teen Titans Go yet?
Fuck off.
It's fucking amazing, bro. Honestly.
I've put my eyes in blue. Have
you watched the movie yet, Jamie?
No, I haven't watched a movie yet, no. It's amazing. Well, I thought James would love it. I genuinely did.
It's an abomination.
James would love it if he watched it.
Dude, it's not that bad.
Yeah, Thundercats roar.
Thundercats roar. I get that. But Teen Titans Go is amazing.
Teen Titans Go and Thundercats roar are exactly the same thing.
They're not. They're really
abominations
not.
Of great cartoons. No. They really are.
Teen Titans Go is a comedy version of a Teen Titans team. Knowing it, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, because we're not reviewing that cartoon this week.
Or ever.
Yeah. We are ending the episode. So it is goodbye from me.
Whose cartoon is it next week?
It's mine.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And hey, we are.
If we had a script,
what shitty
sorry,
cartoon
James,
is James going to choose?
I am shitting.
Can we guess?
Can we have
you
a
can guess?
Guess?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to guess Teen Titans Go.
I'm going to go with. Can't be. I'm going to go Wacky Racers.
Oh, close.
I'm going to go Smurfs.
Oh, Kane's the closest so far.
Little blue
We are
people.
Going with the Pirates of Dark Water.
Never heard of it.
Epic sea tail on a distant planet.
Sea tail.
Sea tail. You do indeed.
There's boobies this week. Tail next week.
Yeah, it's a, again, I'll pre-warn you, it's a long, ongoing story.
Is it any good or is it shit? Can we get that out of
here? I really enjoy it.
Okay. I'm not
but,
it,
but that's not what
shit.
I asked, James. You avoided the question there. Did everybody
I
notice did. That?
I really
is it
enjoy
any
it.
Good or is it shit?
I enjoy it.
Well, people, you have to join us next week to find out if it is shit or good. Shit or good. That's your brand new rating score.
I love the fact that as we said that, James is smoking out of nerves here. It's like he's puffing away thinking, I fucked up here.
Let's forget scores from now on. It's either shit or good.
No, because James is keeping all the scores. So
I am. It would screw up his spreadsheet. Would be all over the place if we did that.
You're not going to screw up my spreadsheet, brother. We're good.
Well, do you know what episode you're going to watch, James?
No, not yet.
If I remember Pirates of the Dark Water, I think the last episode of season one is a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which one's that one called, Steve?
I think it's called The Dark Dweller.
That's what we'll watch then, Dark Dweller.
Oh, nice.
We could see some tail as well.
I'm looking forward to seeing some tail. Pirate tail as well, that's the best kind.
Ainsley Harriet tail. Tail.
No, pirate tail.
All right.
Goodbye from me.
That's a bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
And I'm not saying it, but I have got a joke for you because I know how much you love my jokes.
Mate, we are going to get thrown off of every podcast service if these jokes get any worse than last week's.
So, there's three women going to confession. And the first one goes in and speaks to the priest. And says to the priest, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." And he says, "Well, what have you done?" She says, "I gave a man a hand job."
Oh, dear.
So he says, "Okay, say 10 Hail Marys and go and wash your hand in the font."
She rubbed his meat.
The second woman is just about to walk into the confession when the third woman pushes past her. And the priest says, "Oh, what's going on? You've got to wait your turn." She says, "If you think I'm..."